Two selections from Guilty Pleasures with soprano Renee Fleming. First we heard A Romance by Rachmaninoff, Sunmerki, and then Le Fille de Cadiz by Leo Delibes with the Philharmonia Orchestra directed by Sebastian Lang Lessing. And this is our featured new release of the week here on WFMT. We've been playing several selections for the past few days, but it is officially coming out today, this September 17th. And we're so pleased to have Renee Fleming here in the studio with us this afternoon. We received word that you'd be available for just a little bit of time this afternoon to talk about your recording. So thanks for stopping in.
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you.
Well, tell us about this project. It really, in a way, is a follow-up to your album that came out, I think, back in 1998, the Beautiful Voice, this collection of opera arias and songs. So tell us about how Guilty Pleasures came together.
Well, the Beautiful Voice, because I think the music was so compelling, there were a lot of real hits on that recording, was something that the record company actually asked me to try and reproduce in a sort of another version of it. And I rather think that this idea of combining arias with song literature, which isn't typically done, works very well. I do it now in recitals often. The hardest thing is programming, so I listened probably 50 hours worth of, you know, it takes me forever to choose because I start with this list of hundreds of pieces that mm-hmm. I think are all great and have to whittle it down to, you know, a small, short 17. It's hard.
Well, and you've introduced some items. These are some things that you don't necessarily perform on stage. They're songs and arias, some real rarities. In fact, some arias from operas by Dvorak and Smetana that you never hear on stage today.
Right.
So how did you discover these?
Well, they're some real jewels. I've always enjoyed that and finding, unearthing things that aren't mainstream. And plus, I've recorded almost all of my mainstream, potentially mainstream repertoire. But one of the things that I think was so interesting, first for me, is finding how characters are set by different composers. So the Rusalka, for instance, which is a loosely, you know, based on the traditional story of the Little Mermaid, to know that Duparc, for instance, set one and destroyed it. And yet you find that there's another version of it in the Tchaikovsky. And all of these composers have elements of it, and he destroyed most of his opera, actually. There's very little of it left. And the Dvorak has set a version of Armida, which I've sung in the Handel and in the Rossini,
yeah.
And it fascinates me in a way to see these characters that I love and know very well come to life in the music of other composers that I also love.
Well, all of these, there's such beauty to each of the selections, but I was curious about the title. You called this Guilty Pleasures, and I'm wondering, where does the guilty part come in?
The guilt is that this ultimately was about unabashed beauty. It's mm-hmm. just every single track, for me, is something spectacularly wonderful in a jewel-like way. Sometimes I've taken them out of larger settings and maybe just chosen. Some of them are very short. So it's a personal choice. Obviously, there are things that I particularly love or that I think that you know, are great in my voice. And the guilty piece then is that sense of a lot of things coming together. And really, the purpose for them is simply that they're gorgeous.
Well, let's hear one of the selections. In fact, this is the final track on the album, the song Danny Boy. How did you choose this to be a part of the album?
I've always wanted to sing this piece. You know, it hasn't been done very much in recent decades. And when I was a child, I remember it being sung all the time. It's such a nostalgic piece. I love folk music. There's also a lot of folk music or inspired by folk music on this recording.
All right. Here is Danny Boy with Renee Fleming.
Calling from glen to glen.
Danny Boy, a song by soprano Renee Fleming from her new album, Guilty Pleasures, the Philharmonia Orchestra directed by Sebastian Lang Lessing. Who made that beautiful arrangement of Danny Boy?
It's a young composer named Antonio De Feo, who I've known in New York for a long time. And, I just had a feeling, because he had written a piano version for me, which I loved. I loved the harmonies, and it was kind of unusual. And I said, can you orchestrate this? And he said, yeah, sure. He did a beautiful job.
Yeah, some interesting,
very cinematic.
Yeah, cinematic mm-hmm. and some modern harmonies. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Well, let's also talk about, you've been creative consultant now with Lyric Opera for several years, and so involved with the projects there in bringing American musicals to the schedule, and involved with schools in the area. And you'll be coming back in this next season to give a concert with tenor Jonas Kaufmann. That's coming up in March.
He is tenor du jour.
Yes,
he is in demand all over the world, and we have him even for a gala concert is a miracle, because I don't think anyone is more sought after right now than he is.
Any ideas
about
what you'll be doing in
March?
Oh,
we will do, it's interesting because the first time I met him was in Otello when I first sang it here in 2000. Mm-hmm. 12 years ago, I think, when it was a new production. And he was Casio. Talk about luxury casting. It's kind of fun when the Casio can become a huge star, because it's one of those roles that can launch someone when they're young. And he has surpassed anybody's wild imagination for what a star could be, because he has everything. He's, good looking. He's a fantastic actor. He's a beautiful voice. He sings so stylistically and linguistically perfect. So I will do whatever he wants to do. We will work it out, that in terms of our common repertoire. And he has a lot. I don't sing Wagner. He sings a lot of Wagner now. So I think we'll have a blast, and we'll find fun things. But he's a very stylish artist.
Well, another artist with whom you've had such a close musical and relationship and friendship over the years is Susan Graham, who is also featured on your new album in the beautiful Flower Duet. And you performed this, I guess, was it last season when the two of you had the recital on stage?
Right.
Was this part of the program?
Yes. Yeah. Susie and I have worked together for so many years, and to have the opportunity to tour with her, the All-French program that we brought here, in fact, it was done so beautifully here, the set design, everything, all of the elements came together to make it into a real event and a show in a way. And, of course, the cornerstone of any French duet program with a soprano and a mezzo-soprano has to be this duet, and people love it so much, the Lacme duet.
Well, I was looking at the words. I guess I never really had looked that closely at it, and I guess in the opening part, it talks about what the vines entwining or something like that.
And
that's
they
really,
do.
And the voices really
right.
do come together.
Exactly.
Here is the beautiful Flower Duet from Lacme.
Yeah.
The flower duet from Leo Delibes' opera Lakmé, the voices of Renee Fleming and Susan Graham, and the Philharmonia Orchestra, directed by Sebastian Lang Lessing. From the new CD, Guilty Pleasures, which is coming out today, and we're so thrilled to have Renee Fleming here in the studio with us talking about this new album. And the selection of the repertoire is so wide, and you sing in eight different languages, is that
right,
correct?
Right. Yeah, I didn't set out to make a and especially multilingual recording. I wanted to present a balanced recording, but I didn't. Somebody else noticed that there were a lot of languages on it.
Well, and the notes are by Roger Pines of the
yes.
Lyric Opera of Chicago.
Yes.
So our good friend Roger has written beautifully with lots of information about the music that you perform.
Roger's has become my live encyclopedia. He is incredibly knowledgeable about all things vocal and operatic.
Mm-hmm. Well, I also wanted to talk about the effort that you have spearheaded as creative consultant with Lyric Opera of Chicago, the American Musical Theater Initiative, bringing the Sound of Music, which is coming up next year, and then Carousel
yes.
and The King and I. It's been a couple of years now. What's your assessment of the project and how it's doing?
Well, I think it's incredibly important that we embrace this repertoire as classical and as classically American, because otherwise, if it's held on too tightly, then we have to wait for every Broadway production to tour. There may be a generation of young people who aren't as familiar with these pieces as we are. We take them for granted in a way. When I say we, I mean, you know, my age and older. And so it's going incredibly well, because also Lyric Opera offers an acoustic that is what was authentically done with classically trained singers, a major chorus and orchestra. So it's a bigger production than one can get typically in a theatrical setting, a touring setting, or in a Broadway setting. So to have our resources supporting these great pieces is doubly exciting, I think. And Bel Canto has been very exciting to work on, because Jimmy Lopez went to Glyndebourne this summer to mm-hmm. actually meet with Sir Andrew Davis, who is helping to shepherd the project with him musically. And Jimmy also met with Danielle Denise there, who was performing brilliantly from all reports. So this is all coming along very nicely. And in fact, the most exciting news for me is that my friend Ann Patchett read the libretto by a Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright Nilo Cruz, and she loved it. She absolutely flipped over it. So that's a huge relief to all of us.
Okay. So that's coming up in 2015,
yes,
16.
Yes, we workshop yeah. it in approximately a year, and then the fall of 15.
Let's hear a few more selections from your new album. And this is from a song from the seven popular Spanish songs of Manuel de Falla. And I guess you've said that this is really comes from your connection, your love of the singing of Victoria de los Ángeles. She was so closely associated with this
music. I got to hear her live once in recital, very, very late. And she had an octave that was still the sunshine in her voice. It was still everything I'd always loved. A real pleasure.
And from the songs by Falla, we'll hear Nana. Thank you. And that is Nana from the seven popular Spanish songs of Manuel de Falla. Again, Renee Fleming and the Philharmonia Orchestra, directed by Sebastian Lang Lessing. I thought we'd close with one more selection from this new album, which is coming out officially today on the Decca label. And this is another one of those great discoveries that you've made. And it is from Tchaikovsky, I guess an early opera that was never finished.
This is, again, the mermaid theme, mm-hmm. Undine, the tale. And I believe he finished it, but he destroyed it. The only thing that's left that he didn't destroy are a couple of pieces, including this aria. And there was no recent commercial recording of it. I found something that's, you know, now everything's on YouTube. There's no sort of major discovery anymore because the most unusual pieces have been downloaded. You know, they're probably in the public domain, but I think it's beautiful, and you can't really hear on what's available the orchestration, which is so interesting because it sounds like an orchestral balalaika. It's just gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the meantime, thanks so much for stopping in to talk with us this afternoon. It's a gorgeous album, and I encourage everyone to go out, buy it, download it.
Thank you.
And thanks again for stopping in. Here is Renee Fleming in Music of Tchaikovsky.